Yesterday, National Basketball Association Commissioner David Stern suspended Gilbert Arenas, the star player for the Washington Wizards, indefinitely without pay. Last month, Arenas and another player, one of his teammates, Javaris Crittenden, had an argument in the locker room at the Verizon Center here in Washington, D.C. after a poker game. Apparently, Arenas pulled a firearm. Apparently, Crittenden did too. Then Arenas made light of this matter. It had already come to light by the Wizards at the Wizards' next game, where in the midst of laughing teammates, he cocked his hands like pistols as he pointed them at his teammates. Commissioner Stern said that Gilbert, quote, is not currently fit to take the court in an NBA game. He's also being investigated by Washington, D.C. police. Does the punishment fit the crime? Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. Joining us now from his home in Portland, Oregon, is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, always nice to have you on the program today.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
And well, thank you. And Tom, do we know why Gilbert Arenas brought weapons to his locker room?
Let's yes, we do. We know what he has said, that after the birth of his most recent child, he wanted his guns out of his home in Virginia. So he brought them to the Verizon Center, put them in storage at the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C. Neil, let me clarify one thing you said there. The language of this can be very inflammatory when you say he pulled a gun. According to reports, that's not exactly the case. Pulling a gun and having a standoff with Javaris Crittenden makes it sound like shootout at the OK Corral. Not that it matters to David Stern or potentially to law enforcement officials what he allegedly did, and actually what he said he did. He laid out a number of guns in Crittenden's locker and put a note that said, pick one, that was intended for Javaris Crittenden to read. And this stems from the altercation they had during a poker game on the team plane a few days before. But it wasn't like draw, partner. It was more like,
As far as we know, nobody pointed a loaded weapon at anybody else?
We don't, although the Washington Post did have more details, according to witnesses they talked to. It sounded a little more volatile than simply Gilbert Arenas laying the guns out and Javaris Crittenden coming upon him, getting angry and throwing a gun. According to the Post, which cited these witness accounts, Javaris Crittenden responded by pulling out his own gun, loading some ammunition in the chamber, and he reportedly didn't point it at Gilbert Arenas, but apparently there was a loaded gun in the situation, according to these witnesses. The Post goes on to say that Javaris Crittenden didn't point the gun, but he started singing, and a couple of players and ultimately Gilbert Arenas kind of backed away, headed into the training room. A bizarre situation, but this whole idea that the New York Post first came up with, that, you know, draw, partner, we're pulling guns on each other, mm-hmm. Not exactly the case.
Okay, so maybe not quite that extreme. Nevertheless, it seems that the league and the team were both a little slow off the mark on this.
Yes, the league, in the sense that, and David Stern said this when he suspended Arenas yesterday, he had been kind of withholding any action, which has been, the behavior of the NBA when past situations like this have arisen. He was holding off because this was a law enforcement matter, and he wanted to see how the legal case was playing out. But then, as you mentioned, particularly the Tuesday night incident before the Philadelphia game, when Gilbert Arenas was shooting fake pistols at his teammates, that was too much for David Stern. He said, you know, that's it. I'm suspending him indefinitely without pay. This guy Arenas doesn't belong on an NBA court.
And there are strictures in the collective bargaining agreement with the players' union about when and who can suspend a player without pay. But nevertheless, the team could have said, wait a minute, while this is being investigated, Gilbert Arenas, why don't you just sit there on the bench and not play?
One would have thought so, and one would have thought so with the history of the Wizards as well. As you well know, the late owner, Abe Pollin, who changed the name of the team largely because of It changed the name of the team from the Bullets to the Wizards because of the violent crime rates in Washington and the assassination of his friend, the late Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. So with that as backdrop, you would have thought that the Wizards would have stepped in a lot sooner. In their statement after Commissioner Stern acted, you know, they made mention of how this wouldn't be tolerated in Abe Poland's time. They weren't tolerating it now. But, yeah, it seems like it was a little slow off the mark.
And just to explain, there is sort of an interregnum there. Mr. Poland, as you said, is dead. New ownership has yet to quite take place. Ted Leonsis, who owns the Washington Capitals, the hockey team there, is, as we understand, set to become the owner. But it's not quite happened yet.
Yes, exactly right.
All right. So does the punishment fit the crime? 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. Tom, just before we go to the phones, this is being investigated by law enforcement agencies carrying guns across state lines. Washington, D.C. has pretty strict laws about handguns. And we all remember the Plaxico Burress incident.
Yes, we do. You know, the distinction people are making there is he fired a gun inadvertently. You know, he shot himself in the thigh, but a gun did discharge. Nevertheless, D.C. Takes very seriously its gun laws. A superior court, reportedly a grand jury, is reviewing the case. And according to reports, Arenas could face up to 20 years in prison on felony charges of carrying handguns without a license. So some very serious potential charges. He could be facing those.
Plaxico Burress, the New York Giants, a former player, is currently in prison serving, I think, a one-year sentence in connection with those gun charges in New York when he did bring a gun, loaded gun into a club and discharged it into his thigh. Anyway, 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. And let's see if we can go with Rod. Rod with us from Grass Valley in California.
Thank you. I've known a lot of world-class athletes, and I believe that almost no one has ever said no to them in their entire lives. This is a great opportunity for the league to step up and create guidelines for people that really have had no rules placed on their existences.
An opportunity to set guidelines on this. As far as we know, Tom, has this kind of thing happened in the NBA locker rooms before?
Well, certainly not in NBA locker rooms. And in the 2005 agreement between the league and the players' union in the process of collective bargaining with the contract, they made the language much tougher on firearms situations, and they said that players can be disciplined if they bring a firearm, to the practice court, to the actual arena, even on promotional appearances. So they have gotten tougher on that. You know, on the other side of this, many players talk about, you have to be very careful how you portray this. A lot of people are saying it's a thug league. Guys are carrying guns. Actually, there are some fair amount of responsible guys who are carrying guns. You can go online, find out any NBA player's salary, which is a lot of money. And a lot of these guys, feel threatened and feel like they have to protect themselves and their families. And so it's not just, gangster warfare out there. So I think this is something that has to be thrown into the mix. Not excusing Gilbert Arenas, not excusing other guys. Delonte West of the Cleveland Cavaliers is facing problems because he was found with loaded handguns, I believe, while he was riding a motorcycle. That, however, was not on, at a team facility, which the NBA is very strict about.
Rod, thanks very much for the call.
You're welcome.
Well, let's go next to this is Joe. Joe with us from Marlboro in Massachusetts.
Hi, yeah. I'm just curious, if the Crittenden guy had a gun too, how come no one's talking about him? Is he being disciplined? And was that also a loaded gun? Was it his gun? Or did he just kind of grab one of Gilbert Arenas' guns? I'm kind of confused about that.
Can you help us out there, Tom?
Sure. And what I can tell you, I don't have any firsthand knowledge. I can go from the Washington Post report, and they have been, kind of the lead on this. Crittenden reportedly, according to witness accounts, pulled out his own gun and put ammunition in it and clicked it into the chamber. So it was a threatening moment. Apparently, the reason why Crittenden isn't being pursued here is no one, I believe, has been able to find the gun, and you need a gun to pursue possible charges on that.
Or witnesses who say, I saw this.
Yeah.
So whether that even exists or not is in question.
It has to be questioned at this point. And he is a little used player, the 12th man off the bench. So.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Joe, thanks very much for the call. And let's go next to this is Steve. Steve with us from Sacramento.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I was wondering how the league would have behaved differently or ruled differently on this if it had been like, a Phoenix Suns player where you can carry a firearm wherever you like in the state of Arizona.
If he'd had
almost wherever you like.
Presuming he had the proper license and that sort of thing. Interesting question.
No, it's perfectly, yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, you have to still have a license for it. But anyway, but
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand. Tom?
Well, you know, we can only speculate on that, Neil, but you know, living in the area, I lived there for 10 years, we know what guns mean to Washington, D.C., you know, a very, very bad history there, and very, very, very tight laws that you know, softened a little bit because of the Supreme Court decision in the Heller case in 2008.
Yes.
But a very, very serious situation, certainly in the workplace, you know, and handguns in the workplace. Can't do it.
And Gilbert Arenas has apologized, and he said this was a joke intended as a joke that obviously was a very poor one and in bad taste. He's said he's also talked with Commissioner Stern and apologized to him personally. Any idea at this point how long this indefinite suspension is going to last?
Well, no, it's not certain. And I think at this point, David Stern has bought himself a little time here as we see how the legal process does play out. I think he wanted to do that at first. But as we said earlier, you know, Arenas's behavior really prompted David Stern to take this initial action. It's going to be interesting. You know, in Gilbert Arenas's statement yesterday responding to the suspension, he said, someone writing it for him said, mm-hmm. I understand it, and I made the NBA look bad. I want to call, I plan to call Commissioner Stern and ask him when I can get back to basketball. I look forward to the day when I can return to basketball. The thing about Gilbert Arenas, he's a self-admitted goofball. He is. And he's had a very kind of colorful personality, which has been largely charming to NBA fans. Obviously, it went too far this time, being a goofball. You know, if that's why you were shooting your teammates with imaginary pistols, well, maybe that was why, but it didn't wash this time. So, you know, whether this is permanent, whether his contract is voided the way we're hearing, some worst-case scenarios, we'll just have to wait and see.
Tom Goldman, NPR sports correspondent with us from Portland. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Tom, yes, indeed, some people here in Washington are talking that Gilbert Arenas' contract may be voided. He is the star of the team coming back off a knee surgery, which has slowed him down to some degree. But nevertheless, this is a man who signed a contract for over $100 million. And if he felt the need for security, he could have hired someone to accompany him, properly licensed and all of that.
Right, right, as some athletes do. But others just think that they could take it into their own hands, protect themselves. Often, as gun opponents will tell you, that gets you into more trouble if you have guns on your person. So, but yes, signed a 6-year, $111 million contract extension with the Wizards in 2008. He's the team's leading scorer, but frankly, insiders will tell you that they would love to be rid of that contract. Free money up for the big 2010 free agent extravaganza that's about to be upon us, which offers players such as LeBron James and other top-line players. Wizards would love to have a crack at someone like that.
And you would say that Gilbert Arenas' agent would be looking carefully at that to make sure that that is not used as an excuse somehow. But, of course, Gilbert Arenas does not have an agent. He negotiated that contract himself. However, you'd have to think the players' union would be looking pretty carefully at this.
Yeah, definitely. They're watching all of this. And Billy Hunter, the head of the players' union, you know, they set out a very kind of beige statement yesterday, saying we are watching, we're not taking any action at this point, but certainly they're going to watch and defend the rights of a player if they feel that those rights are being violated.
And you talked about the league's image as a thug league, and this goes back to several incidents, the brawl in Detroit a couple of years ago, where players went up into the stands and actually got involved in a fracas with fans. And there are other respects here. The league clearly would like to focus on what's going on in the court, on the great basketball that some teams are playing. It's early in the season yet, but nevertheless, this is certainly a distraction.
Yeah, it certainly is. I read one column about this that started with, "Wouldn't you love to hear about Tim Duncan's return to, to his playing greatness?" Because he's been dealing with injuries recently. But no, this is the kind of thing that is going to knock other things off of the front page. You know what, Neil? I had a sick thought the other day that the guy who's really smiling is Tiger Woods, because it only took 3 weeks for that scandal to be off the front pages. Although Tiger will be back.
Tiger will be back in many respects.
Many respects.
This is a story that will be back on the back pages of the tablets. Let's see if we get one more caller on the line. This is Teddy. Teddy with us from Kansas City.
Yes, I just wanted to call and say that a lot of people carry guns, but carrying them in the workplace, that's where the problem. Because a lot of the people saying it's a thug league, those are the people that are carrying guns. And as I told the screener, it doesn't matter if he's an NRA or the NBA. You can't carry your gun into the workplace.
Very inappropriate to have brought weapons into the locker room, into the workplace, whether it's the NBA or any other workplace. Teddy, thanks very much for the call.
The specifics of that law are you can't have a handgun in the workplace. Weirdly, in D.C., you can have a rifle or a shotgun in the workplace as long as it's registered to the place. For instance, Neil, if you had a shotgun at NPR, it would have to be registered to NPR.
And mine certainly is. Tom Goldman, NPR sports correspondent. Tom, thanks very much for your time, as always.
Nice being with you.
Tom Goldman joined us today from his home in Portland, Oregon.